And so this is the greener room. It's been a while since I've recorded any episodes on here. And I'm over at a really good friend of mine's house. We just decided that we'd have a nice
Conversation.
high-end conversation.
High-end? I don't know, man.
On high, I mean.
Oh,
A
there you go.
conversation we'd like to we have a hot conversation on high.
Sound like we're sitting in
And
a Lamborghini doing
but
this.
yeah, get to talking about how the world is and stuff, and I don't know, for some reason this stuff's making me feel a little philosophical today.
Well, I mean, if you take into consideration the brick system, one. So now we have the brick system conglomerating all around the world. And on top of that, the Russians basically kicked out the major banking systems in 2014, took a huge hit for it. And then we all thought, hey, we're going to sanction the Russians. That'll do something. What did it do? It did nothing. It did nothing but actually push their system even further, which is great because the QFS system is now coming to life. It's been coming to life, but it's also been in prospect since 2001, just the same time as Bitcoin arrived.
Yeah, I remember when Bitcoin came out. A friend of mine came and talked to me about it back in like 99, 2000.
You big goddamn millionaire right now.
And I was gonna take my credit card I had at the time and put $100 into Bitcoin just to see what would happen. And yeah, I'd be
Probably still rolling in dough.
rolling, and I'd be able to buy the planet,
Well, the new way it's working, look at Tether. So Tether is actually tied to Evergrande. So Evergrande is defaulting. It's been defaulting for the last couple of years, but now the shit has come home to roost at this point. You know, these people, Evergrande basically gave money to Bitcoin. Bitcoin gives money to Ethereum. Ethereum provides for Tether. All three of these are manufactured standards that are basically involving each other. When Evergrande fails, which everybody thought, 2009 was like, oh my God, we have $20 billion. Evergrande is one piece of this entire thing. One piece. Small piece, too. And they're 300 fucking billion. Defaulted and done for. All the Bitcoin, all the Ethereum, all ran through them is now defaulted. And it's all based back to Tether. Our own United States government, being as corrupt as it always wants to be, cause endless wars, do this, that, and the third, is the one that wants their digital currency to go through. Yet, that digital currency cannot succeed without Tether, Bitcoin, or Ethereum. Ethereum cannot, succeed without Bitcoin. Bitcoin cannot succeed without Tether. All of these are linked together by Evergrande and the original investors that put it all together. So now we have a conundrum of basically everything collapsing. So how does the US government keep it afloat? Well, how do they always keep it afloat? Print more money.
No,
Lie your ass off.
you don't print money in that situation. You
Okay,
change
print it.
money to a digital standard
We're not to
based off
that
of
point yet.
a blockchain, like US dollar coin, and then you have a central bank digital currency
But
that
we're
they
not going to
can
get
turn
there.
on and off at their whim.
We're not going to get there. There's a reason why we're not going to get there. Because people like me and you, we are the people that will stop this shit. That is going to
Oh,
happen. What they want
I'm
is
willing to
not going
go
to
back to
transpire.
bartering.
Well, we'll never have to go back to bartering. I think the worst case is going to be maybe a 2 week, 3 week collapse of all integrated systems when it comes to the financials. So you won't be able to go to the store and buy anything with a bank card, right? You're going to have to take some kind of currency that is allowed. So, like Germany after the war. You can take a wheelbarrow of fucking greenbacks out there and see if you can buy some fucking bread, or you can fight off the masses and try to,
Grow your own.
cannibalize each other.
No. I don't think that the powers that be will let it get too far to that point. Let people kill each other. Yeah, they want but that. The moment they start eating each other,
they want 500 million people on this fucking planet. You think they are not willing to say, hey guys, I got a great idea. Let's shut down the banking system and watch these assholes eat each other the fuck alive.
The survival of the fittest at that point, the end product isn't a very desirable
human product. It's never supposed to be a desirable product. It's supposed to be a controlled product. They don't care if you're Indian. They don't care if you're black. They don't care if you're white. They don't give a shit what religion you fucking believe in. They don't give a fuck about any of that. For them, it's the bottom goddamn line. How much money are you producing me? Your social security number, I bet it on when you fucking were born, and I bet it a shit ton of money on that fucking number to make me some money, and you have been basically deposing me the entire time, making me no fucking money, being an asshole, and just fucking shit up. Stop being on Rumble, stop looking up shit, stop being a historian, stop doing all these things, because goddammit, if I don't make money off you, then how the fuck is this system supposed to work? That's what they do. That is the end all of everything. They print this fucking magic goddamn money, as the Khazarians put it, black magic money. Yes, as I give you $5.
Powered by belief.
Here's your $5. Hey, I'm going to charge you 10% interest. Well, what the fuck is interest? Well, I loan you money, and if you don't pay me back by this date, I add 10%. Every single time. Well, where do you get all this money? Well, I just go back to this fucking hole and I print it. It's very easy. You want me to show you? I just print it. It's not backed by anything. No, I don't have any gold. You know what I do have? I have your kids. I have your mental position. I know everything about you. I can use all the systems in the world against you. Every which way. As if I am Satan incarnate. I can use it against you. But I'll put you in this debt system. So I'll loan you $5. As long as you pay me 10 back. Every time. All day.
No, we're not talking. We're not talking about the
Jews?
Subprime lending that's on the internet where you can borrow $3,000 and pay back 10.
Well, the only real issue we have now is the supposed Jews. So now we have to... We have to look through the powers that be. All right, so look at every single power position in the United States. Every single one of them has a Star of David. Tell me where the Star of David is in the Bible. It's not. Star of David.
It's in the Key of Solomon.
Star of David is upside down. It's a pentagram.
No, Star of David is a six-pointed star. You can't put it upside down.
You can put it upside
down. It's a septagram. Now, your five-pointed star, depending on how you arrange it, if it's right-pointed up, right-sided, or the point is up, and it's in a circle, you know, Wiccans adopted that symbol. Also,
Wiccans, man. Stupid people.
Also, early Christians had adopted that symbol because it represented the five wounds of Christ.
Well, how are you supposed to take over all religions and take over the world at the same time?
It was an effigy.
You have to corrupt it.
Or a talisman for protection, you know.
But you have to corrupt that religion to be able to make these things happen over thousands of years. Look at the Khazarians. The Khazarians got destroyed by the Islam nations religion. And the Russians.
You know,
they practice Judaism.
They try to follow practices of the older religions.
Yeah, you mean like the Talmud, where we're all Gentiles, and it's okay for them to kill us, but if we fight back, we should be executed?
That all revolves around the three
major... That's exactly what they follow, though.
Actually, there's four major world religions.
But they still... For what we're dealing with...
Judaism, Christianity, Islam...
But that Judaism is the Talmud.
And... Buddhism.
Yeah, well, you know what? Take all those other religions, put them in a fucking tank.
A fifth?
Compare them to the one. The actually, one says that anybody who is not us deserves death.
Than any of them.
The Talmud explains death. How they are allowed to be better than us. I mean, look at the Bible in its own. In the first fucking, like, 30... 40 pages of the Bible, first time I ever read it, it talks about how basically we're allowed to own slaves, we're allowed to conquer and rule, we're allowed to subjugate. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck wrote this Bible?
We're not. We're Gentiles.
Oh, you mean the Jewish people are?
Yeah, God's chosen
people. Oh, so they're God's chosen people, so they're allowed to kill, rape, and destroy, and enslave everybody else. Oh, that seems like something a very omniscient God would definitely say to do.
It was the whole eye for an eye type.
Eye for an eye, I can understand destroying entire civilizations under the
Every civilization in that era tried to, you know, they would attack them, take them as slaves, you know, hell.
We're killing right now is the Canaanites. Yeah,
the Hebrews were slaves in Egypt for how long?
Years?
And then wandered 40 years in the wilderness, basically around in circles.
All I know is that the Jews that we currently see are not the correct Jews. They are not really the Hebrew bloodline.
They have the same.
The Ashkenazi is 0.02% of the bloodline.
They have the same Y chromosome as Palestinians.
Oh my God! So they have the same DNA is the rest of humanity?
No, they have the same DNA as the Palestinians.
Palestinians were there first. If it wasn't for the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds making that goddamn Balfour Agreement, we wouldn't have this problem.
The Palestinians are the original Jewish Hebrew population.
Oh, I know. There's more DNA ancestry in all of them and Pakistan, Iraq, and everybody else. To actually say for a fact that these people are obviously just a fake fucking bloodline.
I don't know.
What did God say? He said Jewish people will always have turmoil, right? Who has the most turmoil at this point in time?
Israel.
No. Israel doesn't have fucking turmoil. They let that goddamn attack happen. They sat there and watched it fucking happen. You could watch the IDF Secretary for Defense or whatever. She'll come out and tell you, if a fucking mouse hits that line, we know. But you can't know that a bunch of dickbags are going to drop out of the sky with fucking lawnmowers attached to their backs and a goddamn parasail fucking floating down into your fucking area to where you couldn't defend these innocent people. You had women and children killed. Do you know why you had them killed? You had them killed. Because you serve one God.
Same reason.
Your God, which is Moloch, Baal, whoever the fuck his name is, that petulant child that does not like God, that guy.
Same reason the towers were brought down and 1,500 people died there. Was it 1,500 or 1,200?
3,100.
3,100, okay.
They killed a shit ton of innocent people to start a war.
It's the same reason why the federal building was blown up by
what happens to a fertilizer bomb? What happens to a Boeing 747 if it hits a goose on the nose of the plane? It's destroyed.
No, the goose is destroyed.
Yeah, but the plane,
no,
the nose is sucked in. I've already seen all the goose hits. Thank God for the internet, which is one thing they definitely cannot seem to control. You can look on the internet, you can find geese hitting planes, and there's one where the dude went through a flock of them, and it destroyed the entire nose of the plane down almost to where they were. They had to make an emergency landing because they were losing pressure.
There is one realistic scene in Indiana Jones. And the Last
Crusade. Find yourself with your Indiana Jones shit.
Where Sean Connery scares the birds up and takes down the plane. You fly into
it still builds to the same thing. There is no fucking way that aluminum plane took down a goddamn engineering. All the other buildings that were built by rich fucks with a pissing contest going on were all built differently, right? So they all had a standard. And originally, the core was how you made the building. So the core needed to be the steel frame all the way up. Everything was built around it. What was the difference between the World Trade Center? Oh, that's right.
It was
the core was not existent. It was the exterior. The exterior was made with steel beams. So you're going to tell me a fucking plane that can't take a goddamn goose hitting it could destroy, I mean literally destroy, a foot thick of steel exterior and roll right through that building? No. It's by physics alone. I'm not a fucking... not a physics guy, but I can definitely tell you, you take aluminum and you try to hit steel with it, guess what's going to dent first? It ain't going to be the goddamn hardened steel that the building's made of. It's going to be the aluminum. There's no way that plane made ingress into that building and destroyed that steel outer frame. It was one of the very first buildings that was engineered to be that way. It's impossible. And then they say, what, two planes took down those two buildings. Well, what happened to the third? What about building seven? It was controlled demolition at the same time these two fucking buildings were getting hit. So while everybody's paying attention over here, this shit happening over here. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. There's supposed to be a plane that hit the Pentagon. Okay. Where's the fuselage? Where's the black box? Where's the tail? Where's the wings? Oh, why did the CIA just immediately release some fucking footage a year ago and say, hey, this is what happened? If you look at the footage frame by frame, it's a goddamn Scud rocket, bro. Fucking, there's a highway right there. We shoot drones out of fucking shipping containers, right? So we modify shipping containers to basically have a launching program. So basically it's a rolling system. So it puts out one, poof, rolls, puts out like a treadmill.
Yeah.
You have them stacked in there. First one shoots off, rolls the treadmill. Second one shoots off, rolls the treadmill. You can do that. There's nothing saying that there was a goddamn shipping container. And if you look at the raw footage of it from CIA, which they fucking released, right across the way, there's a shipping container sitting there. Before the attack, shipping container closed. After the attack, ship container open. Why? Why is it open? It's directly across. Unless you put a functioning levee system in there to where you could just fire the rocket up. Hit it. Oh, that's right. You guys lost $2.5 fucking trillion dollars. And then all of a sudden, this whole Afghan war's... Oh, that's right, Tim... What was Tim's name? Oswald Osman? Something of that nature. That CIA fucking guy who looks just like Osama bin Laden because he is fucking Osama bin Laden. Like our government just didn't just disappear money and say, hey,
shave your beard.
You to go over there and start a fucking army, and I want you to destroy this place because the United States has no war goals because there is nobody that can stand against us. Thank you to the fall of the goddamn USSR.
Yeah.
So we had nothing. We had nothing to fight against. So what's the means of amplifying your military presence? Right? What's it? Oh, well, you need a war. Well, let's just throw a fucking 20-year war into this, kill 3,000 plus innocent people, destroy everybody's fucking thought process, manipulate them all at the same time, and have them all say yes. And guess what? I was in 8th grade when I saw that shit happen, and when I thought about it, I said, yeah, fuck it, yeah. I thought Bush was the shit. I thought he was the shit. He's going after the people who did this to us. Now, as an older gentleman, after being through signals intelligence, nah, fuck you. No, I know that shit was a ploy. No, you manipulated the entire fucking U.S. over fear porn. You use that fear porn as you use your CIA agency to fucking start this goddamn war. ISIS was funded by us as the same way as Biden is currently fucking funding Iran. Oh, he doesn't have access to... No, we gave him $6 billion of goddamn credit. He doesn't need to access the funds. The funds just need to fucking be there. They didn't get some creditor like JP Morgan, which has funded every side of each war from World War I to World War II to eventually what we're seeing now. They have funded both sides. So When are people going to get their shit together and say, hey, I'm tired of the goddamn feelings. I'm tired of this bullshit where it should be black versus white, religion versus religion, country versus country. We in the United States, I don't give a shit about Israel. I don't give a fuck about Ukraine. I don't give a shit about any of those assholes. They're all corrupt. Netanyahu should be hung. He should be hung right now. I should be seeing his body on broadcast TV of a public nature where he is hung for fucking treason.
I agree that we shouldn't be in the middle of it. And it doesn't do us any favors to be fighting these wars. We spent trillions upon trillions of dollars in Afghanistan.
It's not the money.
To accomplish
the treasure is never as important as the blood that we shed. You have innocent guys like me. Just same as you. I joined the military thinking I was going to do something better. And what did I end up doing? Same old shit. Same old shit they wrap us into. Because you're supposed to follow orders. You're supposed to do the right thing.
Well, you don't have the opportunity not to. Well, you do.
I did.
But you can...
I did. They just didn't
like me.
You get
to wear a reflective vest and pick up trash.
I don't think there's going to be a civil war.
You'll be the reason why the post or the base is so clean.
I mean, I used to be. There was a point in time.
No, there's a showdown going on in Texas right now, and Texas has the right to protect.
Well, I mean, what was the government's... Yeah, the original contract for the federal government was to keep our borders secure. What are they doing now? Clearly committing treason.
Yeah.
High treason against we, the people. And by we, the people, I mean, obviously, fat Indians such as yourself, white boys like me, whites, you know, fucking blacks, you know, Latinos, who are, I don't give a fuck about your skin color. If I cut you open, you're still going to bleed red. You're still just a human being. You're still human.
Race is a farce in the first place.
It is. It's the mentality of the individual that hosts that vessel.
It was designed to divide and separate and control. That's it.
It's always what it's been.
In our DNA, there's very little variation from person to person.
We are missing a chromosome.
If you're the extra chromosome people, though, are a little special.
I've met some of those special people, and I'll tell you what. Some of the most intelligent conversations, once you get them on point, best conversation you'll ever have. You start talking video games or something, they're like, they're all off to the self. Yeah, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but they get a little fucking crazy. But if you get the subject that interests them, they will proceed to gather themselves and then have that conversation.
Yeah.
As soon as it bounds beyond that, they're like, no. But no, we wouldn't have these autism problems if it wasn't for these fucking people. I mean, look in 1928, vaccination for a baby was two vaccines. No, it was one vaccine. One vaccine. Now we are 70.
And by these people, he's talking about the government, not special needs.
Oh, yeah, maybe I should have spied on that one. No, I'm just saying, it's like you look back in the day, it was like one vaccine. Yeah, it's like the polio vaccine. It's like some asshole created it just to fucking give us all goddamn polio. I mean, Fauci fucking basically created AIDS. Everything that is patented is man-made, right?
Mm-hmm.
AIDS has a patent. Malaria, patent. Fucking COVID, patent. COVID was patented in 2012. It was patented by the same people who fucking put out the jab. All these assholes do these same things. You know, it stretches back to the logical thing. It's like, I know these people are evil, right? But there's got to be a battle between good and evil that is currently happening. Because if there wasn't, we wouldn't be seeing what we're seeing. We're seeing three-letter agencies fully operate against our military. Our military was here before the Constitution, here before the joining of the Union, here before everything. The military has been here before everything, and their main goal was to protect the civilian population. The generals don't make those commands. The rank and file will make those commands.
Our original military was everyday people like you and me with their own weapons, militias. Gathering to defend their areas. Militias. Yes.
Well, they're trying to pass a bill to say militias are illegal. They're training so hard. It'll never hit a civil war.
Your National Guard is basically your state militia. It can be federalized, but it's like, you know, back during the Cherokee removal, where Andrew Jackson was president and the state of Georgia removed the Cherokee using their military, using their state guard, the Georgia Guard.
Who were the ones scalping each other and enslaving each other at the time? The Apache were enslaving everybody.
Do you know
everybody.
Who taught them to scalp?
Wasn't us.
Yes, it was.
We never scalped people.
Romans
might have.
The reason why scalping came about was because you could collect a bounty on a scalp. So white man paid the bounty, taught the red man to take people's hair.
So made him bounty hunters.
But it is something that is attached to the whole, you know, Apache and Navajo and the more violent groups that were out west.
They should have learned after New York secession. They should have learned after that point. We need to learn these people's language, their law system, and how this shit works. Because they just took New York from us, and they basically built a goddamn city over there.
Yeah.
And that was the least land.
Well, here's the thing. Back when European settlers started landing, Tecumseh, he was a great chief in the area of New York, basically said we need to push him back into the sea. The other tribal leaders didn't go along with him on it. They thought that this would be a beneficial thing and see how it turned out. But we're going to take a short break. We'll be back in a minute. And we are back in the greener room having a conversation on high. Can't quite remember what we were talking about. But we'll think of something.
I think it was the corrupt government and the way they're manufacturing war around the world.
What about all these masks that seem, you know, like, I'd like to have a Biden mask like that just to wear, just to see.
Oh, so that way you could be part of the crew, so that way you never see anything?
I would start a Biden impersonation business.
I'm sorry, you've already fell behind, bro. They already have one going on. I mean, shit, have you not seen the mask?
I'd be
man, scratch his fucking neck and he just curls up.
I'd be the singing Biden, you know.
He's the rapey Biden.
I'd be singing about how I like to sniff children.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty fucking obvious concept.
Did you see
that shit that Steven Crowder put out about BlackRock? How the managing director of funds of BlackRock, Miss Gold, registered a Hero 121 Gmail. Well, no, 121mail.com. Apparently, you just make a mail account.
Yeah.
And it was registered at this website called rapey.su. And go figure, as usual, something fucking evil is transpiring, because the only way you could be accepted to this website is by answering certain questions. And one of those questions is, if your daughter, who is 3 years old, was getting raped up every single hole and screaming and crying about it, would you be okay with it? Well, obvious answer is, who do I kill and how many do I need to? And on top of that, why is your email address registered to that website? And how come over 11 different searches by private third parties who are very reputable to the point say that, hey, your name, Keller Gold, is attached to this email, which is attached to this fucking child rape site. Which leads into, who is Epstein? He's the B-class. He handled all the B-class people. All your movie stars, you know, your Chris Rocks, your fucking whatnot.
Is Chris Rock on that?
Oh, well, yeah. Will Ferrell? Ugh. There's a video of Will Ferrell out there where he does a mock blood ritual on live TV as everybody laughs about it because they think it's a skit, because that's how they keep things going. They keep it going by showing the normies saying, hey, it's just fun. This is just playtime. This isn't really a ritual. We're not sacrificing a kid. We're not doing these things. Don't pay attention to any of the things we do because, well, you need to look over here to this Ukraine war and this and that and the third. Don't pay attention to us killing and raping children and how 8 million kids go missing every single year. Don't pay attention to the fact that the CIA does human trafficking and our own government, the U.S. government, is currently doing human trafficking. Don't pay attention to any of that. Not one bit. Look at Taylor Swift. Look at her because, hey, that's who's going to win the Super Bowl. You know the Chiefs are going to win because Taylor Swift's involved. I guarantee you right now, and to all your listeners, $1,000 out of my pocket, that the Chiefs are going to win. They're going to win because Taylor Swift and her, or should I say his husband or boyfriend, make a stand for Joe Biden and socialism.
Well, it's going to happen. Could be a female.
Yeah, that's a dude. It's a dude with a very tiny pecker that's been tucked the fuck in. I can push my balls back in. I can literally sit here and just like shove them, and there's like little pockets that they pop back into. You got to close your legs for them to stay there. Well, no, but as soon as you release your legs, they pop back up. I didn't say it was like the best of information. I'm just saying you can do that, but you can't hide a dick. Hide a pecker, man. That pecker's going to be there either way. You can shove those balls back in there, but you can't hide that dick. Look at the pictures of her. There's a dick there. It's tiny. It's very tiny. It ain't like Big Mike. It ain't like big old Michelle Big Mike.
Maybe it's just a large clit.
God. No, I wish that was the case. I think they've been doing this shit for years.
Maybe it's
Serena
like,
Williams. What, Serena Williams. Which that movie, bitch got bigger arms than I do.
What movie
that
is it? Oh, it's Men in Black International or something, where Andy Warhol has got all these aliens that are models, and the males and the females.
Oh,
look alike.
Yeah, third one.
And he's like, yeah, just make sure you're with the, you know, you're not with a male.
Why do you think they came out with Men in Black originally? It was to adjust all of us, desensitize us. Why do you think they come out with all these war games like Call of Duty, Battlefield, all this shit? It's to desensitize our minds to the blood, the gore, the aliens, anything in between. The whole thing is a fucking psyop. Every bit of it is a psyop. I can tell you right now, why wouldn't they? Huh. It's easier to control you guys. Humans are great. They have no idea what their real potential is, but that potential is always going to be kept down by the powers that be, which are the powers that currently control everything. Do I think Trump's like a god or a deity? No. Do I think that somebody tapped him to say, hey, you're going to be the talking face of this entire movement and this great awakening of the population is going to happen? Yeah. Do I think Trump's like some kind of goddamn military genius? No. Do I like the way he talks? Do I like the way he speaks? Yeah, I do. Do I like how brash he is? Yes. Because
why would someone come up and tap him? He's
military.
He's super
rich. Why wouldn't the military come up?
Why wouldn't he just step up on his own and be like,
the Kennedys?
You know,
the Kennedys made that amendment back in the day with the military.
If I become president, then I have this huge ass military.
But half of it's controlled by a ship as it be. So how you gonna do anything with it? All your major generals, your 4-star, 3-star, 2-star, 1, majors, the lieutenant colonels. All those officers are bought out because they're fucking child-raping pieces of shit. They're the ones that are actually helping the CIA actually funnel all this shit.
The prominent ones that are starting to show up. And
you mean the ones that are disappearing currently? Because they're retiring or reserving their positions?
Yeah.
We're getting a drip. That's what it is. That's what it's been. I did this for a living. I know what this is. This is a drip. It is a drip of information until the flood starts to come. The flood is this year.
Maybe.
We had the laptop years ago. Epstein's list, Ghislaine Maxwell trial. Had it years ago. Alright, so the judge over the Ghislaine Maxwell case, get this, provided money by an NGO that was paid for by none other than George Soros. Who owns all of Taylor Swift at this point? George Soros. Hmm. So the same man, the same dude who gave up the Jews to the Nazis to have them basically executed, the same guy is the same guy who has billions of fucking dollars who can invest in all these things. He even stated in his own terms on CNN that his greatest accomplishment, and I quote, "My greatest accomplishment will be the destruction of the United States of America." How easy? You have a man telling you right on TV, "This is what I plan on doing." Oh, you think you're fighting for the Jews? Oh, don't. You ain't fighting for any side. Because there is no side. Because we have manufactured all these sides. We want to manufacture every aspect of your life so you'll be angry at what we will want you to be angry at. So that way you'll never concern yourself with anything else that is happening in this world. Because we are that fucking good distracting you.
Are you saying they're experts at marketing?
I wouldn't say we were experts at it. They are. We're good at it.
I would say
that. I can distract you from one situation to the other.
No, I'm saying that our government is an expert at marketing.
You mean the government? You mean the corporation that just filed bankruptcy? I showed you the document. You can look up the court case. It takes you straight to Chapter 11. Chapter 11 for the United States Corporation. Why is the IRS incorporated? Why is the IRS incorporated in fucking Puerto Rico? Why? Why do they want to take our guns from us? Oh, that's right. Because we have more weapons than every goddamn military on this entire planet. And if you just take the handful of goddamn rednecks around here, such as you, well, you have an arsenal of men that can basically do a sniper's job and a close-up job every single time. Guys willing to sit in the middle of nowhere, wait for you to transpire across his path, take you out, but you also have a guy that I can hand a goddamn 2-4 9 to, and I can have him just go ham. I have a population that I can just hand a weapon to and say, figure it out. And that's the population. It's not considering the fact of the people who actually own the weapons who are trained with them.
Or five. We all have camo. We all have experience hiding in the woods and taking out targets.
Sitting in nowhere.
Normally, a living, breathing, moving target. Granted, it's a deer. Yes, it's kind of...
Still gives off breath.
Kind of one-sided to go to war against the deer. But it's more about... conservation and population control, making sure they don't overbreed and overrun an area.
I just don't see how they can do their population control. So they want to keep this fucking standard of 500 million people, just so they can have control. And yet all these people, even though you can go look these things up, TED Talks, WF, you can go fucking look it up. They are on stage telling you how you're a hackable goddamn object, and yet none of these fucking people will do the fucking research, do any of the actual deep dive into any of it, because it disturbs their fucking life. Because, it's not hard enough for me to deal with, the fucking six animals, the retarded friends I have, this giant retard Indian, and the wife. Yeah, it's not enough at that point. We have to deal with everything else. We can't
use the R word along with the
I. You can go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
Only I can use that to myself. Thank you.
I've heard that plenty of times. It's just weird how people cannot wake up to the fact that this government has been bought. It is bought and paid for. All your politicians, bought and paid for.
Oh, yeah.
Everything you see is bought and paid for.
Lobbies.
Oh, yeah. Nikki Haley, she's like, oh, yeah. The E. Jean Carroll case is perfectly acceptable. It's like, are you serious? Trump said he wouldn't fuck her because she's ugly. And now you're going to say that he's guilty of sexual abuse? And now he's liable for defamation? The bitch is ugly. I would have said the same thing. I'd have been like, nah, she's fucking hideous. I'm not going to fuck that. I wouldn't fuck that with your dick. I mean, it's the world is transpiring to a point that it's just absurd. Everything is absurd. Everything is right is wrong. Everything is wrong is right. You know, boys could be girls. Girls could be boys. It's lesbian shit. Yeah, when do we get to the point of where we just start solving the problem? I mean, fuck. We didn't have insane asylums back in the 1800s.
There's no money to be. There's no money to be made off of solving this problem.
Can't always be about money making. That's the problem.
That's what it is right now.
Oh, it's always been. It's always
this isn't Star Trek. You know, we don't have replicators where we can make anything that we want. Where society is driven by personal betterment, you know.
But society will never do any better education. Until all of mankind realizes that none of them are truly better than the other.
Yeah. But all of that is all boils down to who can have control over what, you know.
That's
true. I'm going to go work this job in Starfleet and work my way up the ranks in control. And granted,
what would happen if people like us were in charge?
A benevolent autocracy or whatever.
But that's not what we're getting.
You know, if you don't want to work, you don't have to, because everything that you have is provided for you. But
it'd
that's
be a great
like
concept.
That's like communism in its purest form.
Yeah, great concept. If we had technology for it. You know, to be honest, I am perfectly down for the merit system. You know, like Star Trek. You know, you build yourself up to be an engineer or or whatever the case may be.
You do stuff to improve yourself.
But you are guaranteed your life standard because of how hard you work.
You will always have a roof over your head, clothes on your back.
So how hard... I'd be living a great life right now because I do that. Every day. I strive to be better than everybody else, but I don't tell anybody else that I'm doing that. Well, that's not true. But I mean, when it comes down to the job, if it's merit-based, I will always win. Always win. I am double everybody else. So I have no concerns. You know, because I do my job, I do it every single fucking day, just repetitively. But I get that position. If we had a merit-based system, I guarantee people would be working their fucking asses off. We wouldn't have welfare. There would be no welfare system. These people would have to work for it. And everybody's going to be like, oh, what about the black population? Well, you know what? Go talk to the CIA and ask them, why did you decide to fuck this entire culture completely? And you know what they'll tell you? Well, yeah, we're Nazis. That's why we did it.
Yeah.
It's the original reason. Hell, look at Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger said the best thing for a black family to do is to not have children. I mean, come on. These people are racist and fucking evil. And yet, we're all claimed as racist these days. It's fucking hilarious.
Actually, the majority of the population is the least racist on the planet.
White people are the least racist fucking ones. Black people are the most racist fucking ones now. Shit, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They are extremely racist, but that's only because CIA got their fucking hands in that early and said, hey, I'm gonna control this, you know. I'm gonna control it. I'm gonna move you guys the way I want. And you know what? When the white guys, you know, start to stand up against us, I got a population to stand against them. Mm-hmm. That's how I keep power. Are you evil? Are you evil enough to make those plans?
Huh. And we'll be back. And we are back.
back so, to a point.
Yeah, and every time we take a break, I forget what we were talking about previously.
It's probably Miss Michelle Obama trying to be the political figure for the next step, you know, considering it's swinging its giant dick around.
Well, I thought Obama was a lizard.
Well, he is. I mean, don't get the fucking lizard people wrong. They may seem like humans, but they're fucking evil. So they basically take all the technology that we currently have, which we make for them, for the most part, underneath fear or something else, subjugated, blackmailed, or whatnot. We usually do all these things for them, but now, tables have turned. Tables have turned. I mean, everybody wants to hate on Trump, but yet, Trump's the only guy that went after the pedophiles, went after the cartels, threatened to use military use against cartels. Yeah, when it comes down to it, we really can't know who to trust, but, I mean, your eyes don't lie, your ears don't lie. What you see, what you hear is still the viable subject. When it comes down to it, we have seen executive order after executive order come out of the Trump administration for continuance of government. And continuance of government means that there was a coup. A coup has happened, and they are in continuance of that government. Hmm. So if you really think down to it, you know,
Trump. So you're saying Trump's a president in exile?
He's been the president since the entire time, to be honest. Look at military law. If there's ever a... if a coup is ever attempted and that coup is known militarily and by the president is still the president, and the president is still in control of the military. The only problem we have right now is the three-letter agencies getting their asses out of hand. I mean, you got to think about it. Yet again, the military was established before the Constitution, before any of these agreements, before any of this nonsense even started. So the military is your oldest foundation to actually run anything off of. I mean, hell, I joined just a do good and realize, hey, you know, I'm doing bad. Yeah, we're all led in the wrong position, but the military has all the power. The government doesn't even have the power. The Constitution can be null and void, just as Trump said. It can be null and void very quickly. Would he reinstate it? I would hope so. If he doesn't, well, to arms. I'm not going to trade one tyrannical government for another. Are you saying
he'll dissolve the Senate?
If he gets to that point, don't get it wrong. I like Trump. I do. I like what he says. I like what he talks about. I like who he is. Well, he's brash.
I like that he said that he'll end income tax.
Well, personal income tax. As it should be. Yeah. As it should be. The 16th Amendment did not give any of these assholes any fucking further ability to actually tax us. Currently, by law, you cannot tax my fucking wages. You cannot tax my labor. It is regulated to a point where it is illegal. But what are they doing? They're taxing all of our wages, all of our income. The only thing you should be allowed to tax is tariffs and motherfucking gains. I can see gains with a disputed amount. I don't see 39.5% of gains should be paid. I think maybe a 5%, like a flat. You know, you made $5 million, 5%.
What about the fair tax?
You mean your 10% tax?
The sales tax.
I'd say 3.5.
It should be written in a way that
3.5.
The corporation has to pay.
The corporation's already been dissolved.
That they can own, know that, you know.
You're like talking about the same United States like corporation, Walmart. Which has been dissolved and is Chapter 11 right now. I'm talking about
fair tax and, like, say, Walmart selling items. They can only pass a certain percentage of that
can't
tax
do it. Onto the country. You can't do it. It's way too integrated to the point where you can just say it's going to be one tax. You have to include the other countries, their import, export. You have to include all the tariffs, sanctions, everything in between. There's a multitude of issues you actually have to conquer in between that tariff situation. But yet again, the original way the U.S. government was supposed to get their money was the tariffs. Mm-hmm. It was not taxing us. We started this entire country, bloodshed over this entire country to get away from taxes, to get away from the Rothschilds,
get away from taxation without representation.
Exactly. What are we getting right now? We're getting 55% taxation. What representation are we getting? We got a fucking lady in Congress who bangs her goddamn brother who's married to him and talking about how Somalia should be taken over. Somalia is a fucking shithole goddamn country ran by a war dictator. We don't need that. This is the most advanced civilization on this entire fucking planet. You think we're going to take the third world country's fucking standards and enact them over here? So why do we give her the right to speak when all she speaks of is taking all of our rights and enacting all these Muslim rights over here? No, fuck her. Boom. Gone. That's how it should be done. If you are not here to do the bidding and the will of we, the people, the majority, black, white, Indian, fucking Muslim, I don't know, Arcadian, whatever the fucking case may be, Arcadian. We have rights for, yeah, no, right? I threw that one as the last.
Star.
Yeah, there you go. See, you got it. We throw all these things in. We can all have these beliefs and we can all live together. Doesn't mean we have to kill each other. Doesn't mean
maybe
we have to fight against each other.
Maybe I'm a Apostafari.
Apothis is not going to be happy when these shitbags say, oh, we're going to allow you guys to live nicely together. Whoever's controlling all these fucking pedophiles.
You're watching too much Stargate.
Hey, I'm going for the ruler of the underworld. Yeah, we're talking about politicians. So, ruler of the underworld.
Well, you know, there are a lot of origin myths that...
I don't need origin myths in that. These people that are fucking child pedophiles and shitbags.
They all need
to be hanged.
We came to this world from under the ground, and while we were under the ground, we were reptiles.
We were not reptiles. No, the serpent. So there's a reason why religion's always been there. Religion is like the secondary standard to the... cross-pollination of word. You know, the handing down the standard to every generation. Satan's fucking evil. We all know what God means. We all know that we should be good to each other. We all know we should be sweet and loving and love thy neighbor kind of thing. But we can't do it. Why? Because this world is ran by Satan. This is Satan's world that we live in. And it's up to us to actually be the goodwill people to run this place a little different. We are very tiny, very small, but our interactions could cause a magnitude of greater influence.
You sure it's not a video game?
It's not a simulation.
Come on, Rick.
If it was a simulation...
Tear up your social security
If
card.
It was a simulation, I'd be rich right now. Yeah. If it was a simulation, I'd be rich. I know that the Bible has been rewritten like 1,000 times over, and I know for a fact that there is something that created all of this, right? Obviously. Has to be. I mean, just by logic. Without the religious nonsense, God did this, God did that, well, logically, something created all of this. All of it's ran by math. All of it's to a standard. You can decode it if you pay enough attention to it. And you actually dedicate your life to decoding it. I can tell you right now, It doesn't matter about your skin color. It doesn't matter about your fucking religion. It doesn't matter who you are. You are the creation of whoever created all of this. I don't know if you call it God. I don't know if you call it Yahweh or whatever the fucking name may be. But whatever created all of this, it's the person we should be paying patronage to. That's the person we should be saying, hey, thank you. You gave me a breath of life.
Let's just hope it's not Alanis Morissette.
I don't want to hear that terrible voice again, anyhow. So, could be Taylor Swift again.
Yeah.
Oh, God. If I have to hear that fucking shitbag one more time. You know what I really like? It's just somebody walking up to Taylor Swift and just kicking it right in the fucking gahanas, you know? Hey, you got a vagina, right? So there's nothing there. Let me just kick it real quick. I guarantee you that motherfucker drops to the ground because that's a dude. That's a dude all day. I think they've been doing this shit for fucking years to adjust us to it. I've watched enough porn in my life to know that the sexual advances of what they're doing have definitely expanded. Yeah, it's not just, you know, man banging woman, you know, dude getting blowjob. It's gotten to the point of, you know, like artificial intelligence at this point. Yeah. It's a demonic being with fucking tits on it and a giant deck, and that's what you're saying. Yeah, that's what they're putting out.
I have no, I don't know. I just don't really care about porn. You can take it or leave it.
I don't know. I look at porn like probably once every 2 weeks. I have that guilty trip, you know?
You go visit your harem,
which is go big, fuck yourself.
Some big demon.
Don't you talk about my opium habits like that. No, but you know, you know, that's the typical of human beings. You know, we are God's creation. We're not meant to be perfect.
Hashish.
We're meant to fail. We are meant to fail. It's within our DNA. We are meant to fail. It doesn't mean that God doesn't look down on us and say, you fucked up. I'm just going to snap you out of existence. God gave us this ability to fail. That's what he wants. He wants us to fail. He wants us to fail because how will you ever know true glory until you fail? Until you lose, you will never understand victory. That's how it works. You can never truly understand the concept of victory until you have lost. You must fail before you prosper.
You must be hit by the ball.
I could use the Yoda voice to make it something different, but the basic concept sticks. You have to fail within his eyes before you have redemption. And whoever made this place, and keep in mind, whatever concept between the two of us this concept is, it's still massive. It's still a massive concept. We can have interchanging ideas of how this place works, but it's still billions upon billions of stars and trillions of galaxies.
True.
Trillions of galaxies with billions of stars, right? If God snapped it all into existence in 7 days, I'd say, yeah, he probably did for this place, for this area.
You got a bunch of people out there talking about this Big Bang that doesn't really add
Big
up
Bang
for
me. Big Bang is not it. The Big Bang theory is a bunch of bullshit, you know, just so they can throw that out there and say, yeah, it was all accumulated out of nonsense.
So
it's a marble. It's just like Men in Black, the original movie. At the very end where they take the marbles and the two aliens are flicking them back and forth and they're energy sources. Me and you have talked about energy sources. Think about it. You can take an entire fucking galaxy, you can make it like an atom, and then you can harvest all the energy from that atom, from all the people. Fucking Rick and Morty did it for us.
For battery, yeah.
Rick and Morty did it for us. Yeah. It's not that hard to take the fact that we, as civilization, could have the technology to make a galaxy, put it into a small thing, and harvest all the energy. What do you think they're doing? Whoever made us is probably being made by another one. It's like a mirror. Yeah, you have a mirror. You can look in that mirror. You will always see yourself looking back, but thousands, to millions until it becomes so small, it's meaningless. Same thing. We have no idea what any of this is.
No.
We can always conceive of an idea and think that we know. But what the fuck do we truly know? We know nothing besides going to our jobs every single day, loving our families, and doing the best for each other we possibly can. You know what God's word really is? You know what the Bible really is? It's not a book to tell you history. It's a book to tell you, just be fucking nice. Be good to others. Do unto others as if you would want them to do to you.
Jesus said it the best. You know, the first great commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart.
Which is you.
Yeah.
Because you are him.
Well, he lives within you. And the second great, which is not less than the first, is to love your neighbor as yourself. So be good to yourself, be good to everybody else.
That's all right, well. I just like most of my neighbors.
And that's all the time we have for tonight, folks. If you've got ideas for a show, just drop me a voice message.
We'll hit any subject.